We just mentioned 11 braises, right? A lot of different halachas. If you look at Rashi and Chumash brings some of them. What's interesting is that Rashi and Chumash also brings the one memra that the Gemara brought in the middle of all these braises, a memra from Yehuda Misura, what we dubbed as a chasidah shepshat in the pasuk, right? With all the respect in the world. The pasuk says, "Lo yilcha bekischa even for even gedolei v'ktan." What does the pasuk mean? You can't have in your kiss two sizes of avon. "Lo yilcha beveischa even for gedolei v'ktan." You can't have in your house two sizes ephes. Said Rabbi Yehuda Misura, "Lo yilcha bekischa," that you will not have in your kiss, meaning you're not going to have what you want to have in your kiss, which is gelt, if even the even gedolei v'ktan, if you're going to be off with your avonim, and lo yir l'cha b'veischa, you're not going to have what you want in your bias, if it's going to be efer ve'efer gedolei v'ktan. And he continued, he said, even shleima v'tzedek, if you're going to have an even shleima and a tzedek, then yilach, then you're going to have all the shefa, and efer shleima v'tzedek, then again yilach, you're going to have everything. Rashi and Chumash incredibly brings this drash. So I saw the Rav Simcha Maimon Shlita, Hagoyim, in his Sefer Simchas Yeshua, he mutches a little bit from all the chazals that we have on this pasuk. Rashi, who's Oymik Pshutai Shal Mikra, this is the pshat that Rashi brought. This is like a drush, ben benoy shal a drush. It's a chiddush, the Gemara even says such a drush. What's posh pshat? Why did Rashi bring this? It has to be that this drush is somewhat related to pshat, because otherwise there's no pshat in the world why Rashi would bring this. So he says a davar nifla. He says the words Evan, the Eifa, are Loshin Ekeva. And if that's the case, really what the Torah should have said was not Lo Yilacha Bekischa. What it should have said was Lo Yisielacha Bekischa. Because we're dealing with Lashon Akeva. And in Lashon Akeva, the word would be Sia, not Yia. Just like you find that the Pasuk says, V'yaseid Tielacha. V'yad Tielacha. Why is it Tia? Because we're dealing with a Lashon Akeva. And when the subject is a Lashon Akeva, you always find the words. So Rashi was bothered. Then why did the Torah in Pshutai Shal Mikra say Yia Lashon Zachar? It should have said Sia Lashon Akeva. So Rashi held it was Mukhrach that there's a drash over here. What's the drash? Lo Yia Lacha means everything. It means Gel. That's Lashon Zachar, right? It means, and Lashon Akeva, by the way. It means everything, right? So what the Torah means is all the Shefa, the Ganser, and if that's what a Yir L'cha means, then it's moving. Why it's Lashon Zachar? So if I care, this drush is as a brisket drush. In Pshutei Shal Mikra, Rashi was bothered. Why is it Lashon Zachar? It should have been Lashon Akeva. So it's Muchach that the Yir L'cha is not only referring to the Evan and to the Eifa, must be referring to the Ganser Shef.